Item 82. So this is from Bala Salam Shamati, Article 238. Happy is the man who does not forget you and the son of man who exerts in you. Happy is the man who does not forget you and the son of a man who exerts in you. When one advances by way of whiteness, he should always remember that everything he has been granted is only because he took upon himself the discernment of blackness. And he should exert precisely in the you, by way of, and all believe that he is a God of faith, although he currently does not see any place where he has to work in faith, since everything is revealed to him. Nevertheless, he should believe above reason that there is more room to believe by way of faith. This is the meaning of, and Israel saw the great work, and they believed in the Lord. Thus, even though they had been awarded the discernment of saw, which is seeing, they still had the strength to believe by way of faith. And this requires great exertion. Otherwise, one loses one's degree, like Livni and Shim'i. This means that if it is not so, it means that one can listen to Torah and Mitzvot precisely at a time of whiteness. It is like a condition. However, one should listen unconditionally. Hence, at a time of whiteness, one should be careful not to blemish the blackness. Yep, excerpt number 83 from Rabash, article number 10, Jacob went out. The exit of a righteous from the place leaves an impression, refers to a person for when the righteous is in town. It means that a person can justify providence. Then, when he overcomes the state he is in and says, there is no doubt that the Creator, who is good and does good, is behaving benevolently with me. However, he wants me to feel as I do. It follows that he is justifying providence. At that time, he immediately sees the importance of the work of bestowal and above reason. This is called when the righteous is in town. He is its splendor. He is its brilliance. He is its majesty. For then, he sees all the virtues. When he departs from there means that he has departed from justifying providence and wants to see everything within reason. At that time, he feels no taste in the work in order to bestow. And then its splendor departs, its brilliance departs, and its majesty departs. And he falls once more into self-love. In other words, at that time he knows nothing but work that is built on a basis of within reason. This is regarded as the exit of the righteous from the place leaves an impression. It means that only then, through the exit of the righteous, when he thinks, now that I feel good taste in the work, I no longer need to work above reason. It causes him the exit of the righteous from the place. This creates in him an impression, so he will know how to keep himself from exiting the work above reason from here on. As I heard from Baal HaSulam, when a person says, now that he has support and no longer stands between heaven and earth, he must fall from his degree, because then he floors the discernment of above reason. It therefore follows that precisely the departure of the degree he had leaves an impression on him, so he will know how to be careful next time and will not blemish the faith above reason, but always justify providence.
This is clear. Let's read forward further.
Excerpt number 84 from Shamati, Article 5. Lishma is an awakening from above, and why do we need an awakening from below? When the thief, meaning the will to receive, does not feel any flavor or vitality in the work of accepting the burden of the kingdom of heaven, in that state, if one works with faith above reason, coercively, and the body becomes accustomed to this work against the desire of his will to receive, then he has the means by which to come to work that will be with the purpose of bringing contentment to his maker. Since the primary requirement from a person is to come to dvikut, to adhesion with the Creator through his work, which is discerned as equivalence of form, where all his actions are now are in order to bestow. This is as it is written, then shall you delight in the Lord. The meaning of then is that first, in the beginning of his work, he did not have pleasure. Instead, his work was coercive. But afterwards, when he had already accustomed himself to work in order to bestow, and not examine himself if he is feeling good, a good taste in the work, but believes that he is working to bring contentment to his Maker through his work, he should believe that the Creator accepts the work of the lower one, regardless of how and how much is the form of their work. In everything, the Creator examines the intention, and this brings contentment to the Creator. Then one is rewarded with delight in the Lord. Even during the work of the Creator, he will feel delight and pleasure, since now he really does work for the Creator, because the effort he made during the coercive work qualifies him to be able to truly work for the Creator. You find that then, too, the pleasure he receives relates to the Creator, meaning specifically for the Creator.